Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the hauntings of the 1889 McIntyre Villa with owner Stephanie O'Reilly. Have you done an investigation on your own in the house at some point?
Just by myself? No.
Maybe with a little group.
Oh, yes. I do that all the time. Yep. I don't by myself. I do spend the night by myself there, and it's uncomfortable. It's a whole different ballgame when I'm by myself, and I'm sure it's because they know I'm by myself. Most of the videos I post are just because I'm there doing something, and something crazy happens. But, I've done investigations with my friends a lot there, and we've gotten some crazy stuff. So, like, even last Friday, I had a little event, and my friend Melissa, who's been there probably just as many times as I have, her and I don't say an event, but basically opening the doors and so people can just come in and investigate without having to rent the whole place themselves. So we did that Friday, and that's when the guy heard, you know, like my voice. On Tuesday night, I had a friend over. Okay, so her husband, I don't know if you know who this is, but his name is K.D. Stafford, and he's at like Supernatural, Inc. And so his wife, Katie, she was over, and she gets the craziest stuff at the house. The house loves her. She got her butt pinched, and then something said, that was crazy. And I posted that. It was so funny. So she gets crazy stuff when she gets to the house. But there's a lot of my name being called, which I'm not quite a fan of. It's Steph, Stephanie, Stephanie, Steph. And it's like on Tuesday when Katie and I were there, it was Stephanie, get the F out of here.
Oh, that part. If they're saying Stephanie, that could just be, oh, yeah. Stephanie, but Stephanie, get the F out of here. That's different.
Yeah, yeah. It was. And so then Katie was asking, why do you want her? Well, of course, my response, and this is my go-to response every time, is you didn't say please. So, because I don't take it too seriously. There's lots of get out, leave, run, die. And I'm like, you didn't say please. To me, it sounded more like they were protecting me from something more than scaring me. Well, I took it that way. Now, sometimes it does sound like get out of here, like get the F out. I do get shut the F up quite a bit. Not too long ago, a friend and I were in the basement and her recorder picked up, sit down, don't talk so much. I'm like, ouch.
It's okay. Almost like there's, and I wonder if it's the same spirit. It's like, oh, she gets on my last nerve.
Yes.
And that kind of thing.
Be.
Because, you know, in life, we have people who are like that for us. You know, it's like, oh, there's Carol.
Yes.
She never shuts up.
That's exactly how I word it. Yes, that's how I word it. I go, I'm not everyone's cup of tea. And because people will ask, is there anything evil here, demonic here? And I always say no. Now, do they cuss a lot? Yes. Do they tell people to get out? Yes. Do they tell people to leave? Yes. Do they throw rocks at people? Yes. But I also think, you know, like I said, I'm not everyone's cup of tea. I can't be I'm sure not all of their cup of tea. So
yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, right. And like when they tossed, it's not really maybe a pebble, but I have it on my Instagram page and TikTok. You can hear it thrown. And so, but the funny thing is before that video, the same video, you hear me say like, who does that? But something mimics me. So you hear them mimic me saying, who does that? And then they throw a rock. And so like that night, I didn't take it as evil. I took it as, we just kind of don't want you tonight. And so I went home. So I feel more like when it feels off, it's more like we just kind of want an evening to ourselves. And I get that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And I have
yeah.
talked to other people who feel the same way. They say that some days they'll go into the same location because they might work there, own it, manage it, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some days they feel welcome and fine in the atmosphere and there's light. And other days it's dark and oppressive and they feel like they're not wanted.
Yes. Yes.
That's so
exactly right. And too bad that they can't let me know that before I drive the hour
right.
and 5 minutes out there. It's funny because a few weeks ago I went out there and I walked upstairs to the second floor. And I do tell people all the time, if I'm spending the night alone, if I'm here spending the night by myself, I'm not going on the second floor. Screw that. I am fine in the basement. Nobody seems to agree with me, but I'm fine in the basement, just not the second floor. So it was still daylight. I went on the second floor. I picked up a cat ball off the floor and something, it just didn't feel okay. And then it seemed like a shadow just kind of rushed past me. I immediately started cussing because it's what I do. And then I got on the camera and I didn't see anything, but it felt like I just needed to go back home. So I lasted about 30 minutes and then I drove my hour back home. Because you just know when they just, not tonight, Steph.
Or Stephanie. I get that. I totally get that. But a waste of gas, but oh well.
Yep, exactly. But oh well. And so then I went back two nights later. They mimicked me again, which is so crazy. I don't even know why I said it, but I was like itch because I took headphones off my ears, which is weird that I would say that to myself. But I heard a noise in the room next to me. So that's why I took the headphones off and I was going to get on my camera. And you hear me say itch. And then something says itch. I mean, I could have said bitch, but I'm going to stick with itch.
Because that's much more polite.
Exactly.
I don't know, if it was me, I would way rather have some kind of haunting, a ghost or a spirit saying itch rather than call me a bitch, because one feels way more threatening.
Right. Now I do have a recording and this is also posted on my social media pages that I had a girls' night at the villa and we didn't hear it with our ears. It was the next day somebody asked me to check my camera. I had asked a marionette doll that I have in a case. She's got human hair. I asked, "Are you happy we're in here?" And the response was, "No, I'm not, stupid, dumb bitch." And this evil kind of laugh. And to me, it's funny. I mean, it's just fun. It's because it's interactive. I mean, like, that was spot on. That was like an answer. I thought that was hilarious. People think, oh my God, they called you this. I'm like, yeah, but if you think about it, they're just listening to us. And they responded immediately. No, I'm not, stupid, dumb bitch.
Well, and I wanted to ask you about that marionette because it is creepy looking. And it has human hair, which makes it even creepier. How did you find that on one of your trips to an estate sale or an antique store? How did that come to you?
Well, that is funny. So I have a friend named Debbie. She sent me a link to, it was a Facebook group page that was like weird thrift store finds. And people would just post weird things they found in thrift stores they'd gone to. And so somebody posted this picture of the doll or the marionette, and it says late 1800s marionette, human hair, possibly haunted. But I didn't, well, the joke was on Debbie, because the next day I made her go with me to Arkansas to get her because she was at an antique store in Arkansas. So I'm like, okay, she has not sent me anything since then. Wonder why. But I didn't get her because someone said haunted or possibly haunted. And I don't bring things in the house because there could be possibly something attached to it. But I'm like, I bring things in because they're creepy and cool. And so, I mean, she's got human hair. So
she's creepy.
She is so creepy. And there is a recording from a group, the guys were from Minneapolis, and they played this recording for me. And it is the same voice that I captured when it called me, you know, stupid, dumb bitch. It was the same voice saying, like, let me out of here or get me out of here. But quite a few people have captured and heard tapping on the glass, which is weird. Now, I don't have her in a case because I think there's something evil attached to her, or if anything is attached to her, or to Esmeralda. But I do have her in a case because she's from the late 1800s.
She's pretty fragile looking, actually.
Yes. I have opened her up before. Sometimes somebody had thought maybe it would stir things up. I don't know if it does or not. I honestly think that the spirits do what they want to do when they want to do them. Mm-hmm. So I don't notice a difference if it's open or not. For the most part, 99% of the time, she's closed. If I'm there and somebody asks, as long as I'm staying there, then I don't mind opening it up. But for the most part, she is closed. I did get another marionette because a lot of people kept messaging me saying, you need this one. This is Esmeralda's cousin or twin or sister or whatever. And so enough people, I want to say at least 5 or 6 people messaged me about it. So I went, there's an antique store in Overland Park, and I got another marionette. And she's not in a case. She's just sitting in a rocking chair in the hallway. She does have hair. Whether it's human or not, it feels like it is, but I don't know if it is or not. She's kind of creepy herself, but I don't really find the dolls too creepy. I know a lot of people do.
I do.
Esmeralda has, they said she's, they thought that she'd winked at them or moved her eyes, but her eyes are, they're attached. So if she did, then yay for them, but I don't want to see that.
No. Oh my gosh, no.
No, no.
Now, I was reading about a rocking chair that rocks on its own. Have you seen yeah. that happen, or is that just one of those legends that kind of goes around?
I think, honestly, it's one of the legends that goes around. Well, I've not seen it rock. I'll just say that. But if it has, then that's awesome. I've not seen it rock, but then again, I don't really hang out in the room that it's in. I tell people that I don't really investigate the main floor because it kind of does it for you, which is a weird way to word it. But like, it's just very interactive. And it's just like when you're not paying attention, that seems when the main floor activity seems to happen. So I don't really pay attention to the rocking chair. People have gotten a lot of activity from the rocking chair. A lady named Goldie, or her real name is Isabel Altus. She bought the house in 1952, lived there by herself until she passed away in that rocking chair in 1969. Wow. I mean, she also worked for the FBI in San Francisco. She was a classically trained violinist and played in the Denver Orchestra. She was the youngest stenographer or court reporter in the world. She was 11. And so hearing all that and then going, she lived in that house by herself, makes sense. She bought it when it was a boarding house. So it was a boarding house from 1925 to 1952. Goldie bought it in 1952 with what I was told was with the hopes of restoring it from boarding house to, I think, what I've done. And I don't know how they had the boarding house or apartment set up because nothing was done, like I said, constructually inside the house. But there are lots of rooms. So it makes sense if it was just like, here's your room or here's your room. I believe she kind of let it go. And I totally get that. She passed away when she was 75. She sold the house to Mr. and Mrs. Girardi about 3 months before she passed away. They let her live there. She didn't have a place to go. She did die in the rocking chair with her hand on a pistol. But there's a building across the street from the villa. And it right now it's a daycare center, but it used to be an elementary school. And the kids, there are articles of kids being arrested because they'd throw rocks and break her window. They would call her names. They'd call her a witch. So I think with whatever goes on inside the house, she also had that going on outside the house.
Yeah.
So that's a lot. I mean, that's a lot. Just the other day, I thought someone was breaking in the house and I called up a friend. And I'm like, you keep your phone on because I'm about to call the police. But it was paranormal stuff. I mean, it's just so I couldn't even imagine living there. And that's probably why she had her hand on a pistol. But she was dead for about 24 hours. The lady across the street hadn't seen Goldie for a few days, and she called Mr. Girardi. Mr. Girardi came in and found her dead. She was a cat lady. There are lots of ghost I want to say lots of ghost cats, but there are ghost cats at the villa. I don't know how many. I have never had a cat, so it was very, very bizarre to me to have something wrap its tail around my ankle. Very bizarre.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, lots of cuss words on that one. So like things like the main floor. It could be like, I know this whole thing was just me asking about a rocking chair, but then I get into this whole spiel of Goldie. So rocking chair, I have not seen it move. People have said they've seen it move. I have not. The previous owner told me that, well, the previous owner's children, and they're probably, I still call them kids and they're like 60s or 70s, but they've seen it. They say that Goldie will play with the back of your hair. I've had a lot of people tell me that they get the back of their hair played with. Sometimes you smell faint cigarette smoke. There are a lot of smokers that come to the house. Not a big deal. I say that because I've never smelled cigarette smoke in the house ever. And so when you smell like very faint cigarettes, I think it's Goldie.
Yeah.
Yes. Very faint cigarette smoke. I feel bad. I'm not laughing saying this, but I feel bad. I don't really investigate talking to Goldie, and I should because maybe she is there. I don't know. Because then my brain, again, goes back to mimicking. But the rocking chair, that's the only thing that I really made sure that had to stay in the house when they were selling the house to me. Because they were going to take it with them. And Jeff had said, and he wasn't a believer in ghosts, but you know, he's a huge skeptic. And so his thing was, if there are ghosts, I don't want to piss it off. So this chair has to stay. And I'm still really good friends with the four kids, you know, and they come to the house and see updates and stuff. And so, you know, I'm glad that they trusted me enough, at least, you know, for the rocking chair, because it's, well, it was Goldie's.
Well, it was hers and it has a very big connection to the house, and something significant happened in the chair.
Yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And it's so, I mean, the stories are so funny that there's a, I think it's Atchison Chat or something on Facebook. I don't know. But just looking at stories from before I bought the house, the rumors or the silly things, you know, spread around town, like somebody walked a horse up the back staircase and it fell. And now there's a horse buried in my yard. I don't know. But then, you know, somebody said back then they might have buried horses in the yard.
You don't know.
I don't know. But don't know. You don't know. Nope. And so, I mean, if someone did try to walk a horse up the stairs, I'm sure it would fall. And then I'm sure you would have to do something with the horse. But the stories are just so funny.
And earlier you had mentioned the attic. Do you pick up quite a bit in the attic? Because that's a massive attic.
Oh, it is massive. A lot of activity lately. I've always told people from the beginning that I found the attic very relaxing. I don't say that so much now. Now, my friend and I, we actually slept in there Friday night after the event. So I'm like, hey, let's take our air mattress up there and sleep. And we heard lots of noises, shuffling, things like that. But we were just too exhausted. We're like, oh, it's been a good run, whatever. But there are times when I'm investigating. Well, actually, people have told me that furniture has moved up there. And I say, oh, that's so cool. But then I'm like, did it really? Because I'm not a skeptic. I know that it's haunted. But I've never seen furniture move. So I want it to be true, but I don't know. But then one day or one evening, I was there with some friends and I'm sitting in a chair. Sure enough, that freaking thing turned while I was sitting in it. And of course, cuss words just start flying out. And thank goodness it was, my camera was facing it. So I posted that also. So furniture has moved. Heck, while I was sitting in it. I have a skeleton, or actually two skeletons sitting at a table. Oh my gosh, they've been decorated like for Valentine's Day for 4 years now. But one of them turned its head, which is not a big deal. It's a skeleton. They move. But it's so slow, the way it turned its head. One eye, just googly eyes I put in. One eye came out. The other eye came out. His hat fell off and just stares right at the camera. It's creepy. No. There has been, it's so creepy.
I would be running so fast out of there if I had witnessed anything like that.
Oh, it was the creepiest thing. Oh, the creepiest thing. And then I was investigating with two ladies from Australia. I was doing Estes. I had my headphones on and my blindfold. And as soon as I took my headphones off and blindfold, they go, look to your left. And I looked over and that skeleton was looking right at me. And they go, we were hearing something moving. They actually described it as bones rubbing together, which I don't know how someone knows that noise. But I looked over and that thing was looking right at me. And I was like, no, no, no. So I went up to it and I go, why are you so creepy? Then the hat fell off right in front of me and I went, and I'm out. So I do feel very comfortable in the attic. And then, well, I guess here's how I word it. I feel comfortable in the attic until I don't.
From talking to you, it's kind of the whole house does that to you. You're comfortable in there until you're not, or there's certain days I'm just, they don't want me here.
It's just really bizarre. I want to say 2 weeks ago, I was in the basement at like 3 o'clock in the morning, hooking up a camera, and I'm the only one in the house. So then I go, it's like 3:45 in the morning. Then I go to the second floor and I actually posted it on my Facebook and Instagram also. I take off screaming because I thought I saw a man in the kids' room. And I'm like, and this is why I tell people all the time, I'd rather be in that basement where it looks like Silence of the Lambs than on that second floor, because I hate that second floor in the middle of the night by myself. It's just not okay. I slept on a dining room chair that night because no place felt safe enough to sleep. And it was so late it was like 4 a.m. now. I didn't want to drive home at that hour. So I just got on a chair and slept in the dining room. And that was it.
Like, I don't even know at 3:45 in the morning that I would go out into my living room. I live in a non-haunted house. I couldn't imagine at 345 being in the basement that people say is shrouded in mystery. And they don't know what evil things happen down there. I think I did find that interesting about the basement, though, is that they don't know what happened in the basement. Like,
yes.
Was it built like that just architecturally to support this massive house? Maybe that's all it is.
Maybe that's what it is. That's a good possibility.
But yeah, like, where do they come up with throwing out illegal abortions?
You know, that the only thing that I've heard from that, that's only from people coming in and investigating. I've never been told that by previous owners. When they, I think they had even watched like some videos that people had posted, and they're like, where are they getting that information? I don't know. That's just what people have been picking up. Some people think maybe the, because we've captured babies crying, kids say, don't leave me.
I hate hearing that.
Also, I tell people that in one of the rooms, there is something like dirty jokes. One is just, you can see full on shadow, and that's the room that, or shadow person, and that's where something threw the rock or the pebble at me. A different room is a kid crying. One of the rooms, my friend Katie and I, a little girl voice, but it said, why are you in here? And it, you know, so I don't know what's going on in that basement. I have no idea. I know that a lot of people feel very vulnerable when the lights are out and you can't see even your hand in front of your face. I mean, I get it. It does feel uncomfortable, especially if you hear babies crying. So yeah, I can't explain that basement. It's bizarre.
And you know, when you talk about the mimicking and the, you know, get outs and the what are you doing here, it kind of makes me think, this is just listening to these stories today, but what you said about Isabel and living in that house for so long by herself, if she's still there, that would be annoying to her to have all these people in and out, or like, what are you doing here? Or, great, Steph, you're back again. You know, because she was there by herself in that massive house.
Yes. Oh, that makes sense. And, you know, when I tell people, there are lots of, you know, leave, get out, run, and die. And I say, you know, you didn't say please. Because I say that because I just, everything to me has to, I have a ridiculous response. But then I also add, what if they're just, this is their house and we're coming in here and they could be looking at us just walking through the door going, get out. But I totally get it. If, you know, that's probably why they're saying those words. Not that, you know, because people ask, do you want me to leave? And I tell them, don't ask that, because you kind of need to leave. If they say yes, you got to go.
Yeah. So why would you ask them if you're not willing to listen?
Right. Exactly. So I'm like, you know, if you want to say leave this room, that's fine. But because I have a feeling that at least my spirits are going to say, yep. They say,
especially
leave and get
Isabel,
out without you even asking.
Isabel's like, get out. I am done with all you.
Now, done. Yep.
Do you ever do daytime tours there if somebody just wants to tour the house, or is it pretty much all paranormal investigations?
Oh, no. Yep, I do. Since I don't live there, or since I live over an hour away, I just ask that people give me a call like a day in advance so that I know to come out. And it's $15 a person. I meet people out there. I start tours. Well, I can start them as early as 11 and I go until 2 o'clock since my overnight groups check in at 3. And that's throughout the year. During September, October, and I believe the first weekend in November, I have scheduled tours every Friday and Saturday.
Oh, I bet.
Yes.
Because Atchison during the Halloween season is really a popular place to go. As are most haunted locations, but since there are so many in Atchison,
and they
embrace it. The city embraces it.
They do, and they too. Like I want to say it's the third weekend in September is the, I always say kickoff, but like the kickoff for haunted season. So they have, they call it a shocktail party. So you get 2 cocktails at the depot, then you take a tour of, I want to say it's 3 of the my house, Sally House, and I believe Ravenhurst. But I don't know if you toured or not, but that house, they don't do overnights. It's a private residence. Anyway, So that's the kickoff. And that's when it starts, you know, that's when it gets crazy. And those tickets for the Haunted Trolley Tour sell out in minutes. And there are hundreds of them, but they sell out in minutes because they wait for them. It's crazy. The town is just busy. September, October, November.
But you could still get a very awesome experience in July. You know, you don't have to wait.
Heck yes.
Because your place, you know, the Sally House, these are places that you can go into year round. So you don't have to wait for the creepy season. But I get why people do, obviously, but you don't have to wait. And you can rent the house out, because we've been talking about that, but you can rent it out for an overnight investigation. And all that info's on your website, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yep. It sure is.
And so what I'll do is I will put a link in the show notes. It's 1889mcinteervilla.com. And I'll put a link so people could just click on that, super easy too, and get information.
Oh, awesome.
I am so going to come this summer. My sister and I, we have a couple of road trips we want to do. So I will contact you. And then I should just bring a recorder with me. And we can kind of walk around and we could do an episode from there.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be fun.
I'd love to.
Okay, we're going to do that. We are going to do that. But thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me tonight. It's such a fun conversation.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Thank you. I had so much fun.
And that wraps up our conversation with Stephanie O'Reilly about the 1889 McIntyre Villa. For more information on tours and overnight investigations, you can visit their website at 1889mcinteervilla.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes without the commercials, then become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, where you can try it for 3 days free, or you could also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.